This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Former U.S. diplomat Linda Howard has, for the second time, been found liable for enslaving and sexually trafficking a housekeeper while posted at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen. Both victims were from Ethiopia, and she is liable for another $3 million in damages. President Trump's personal intervention in dictating his son's statement about meetings with the Russians, described by people with knowledge of the deliberations, is part of a series of actions that some advisors fear could place him and some members of his inner circle in legal jeopardy as the probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election proceeds. The Trump administration is preparing to redirect resources of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division towards investigating and suing universities over affirmative action admissions policies deemed to discriminate against white applicants. Congressional Republicans moved to defuse President Trump's threat to cut off critical payments to health insurance companies, maneuvering around the president toward bipartisan legislation to shore up insurance markets under the Affordable Care Act. Tunisia's parliament passed a measure last week outlawing violence against women. New law makes it easier to prosecute domestic abuse, and it imposes penalties for sexual harassment in public places. It says that citizens are entitled to notify the police if they witness violence against women, and that children should be educated in schools about human rights. District Judge Robert Lasnik for the Western District of Washington State dismissed a case brought by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which had sued to block a Seattle ordinance that would lift the way It would clear the way for Uber and Lyft drivers to vote on collectively bargain for certain benefits. Uber, but not Lyft, joined as a plaintiff in the suit. More than 90% of self-described Democrats think openness to diversity is important to American identity, and 80% of Republicans agree. State Department is giving press briefings on average about once a week compared to four times per week under Obama and Bush. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.